It's full campaign mode now for President Obama. He was back in his hometown of Chicago yesterday for a fundraiser, one of quite a few the president has headlined in recent weeks. Joining us now is Paul Brandis, the White House correspondent at West Wing Report. And Paul, with as many fundraisers as the president has held, you'd think his war chest is looking pretty good right now, is it?
Well, that's certainly the perception, Nathan. He's had more than 100 fundraisers, including five yesterday, two in Chicago, three in Atlanta last night, and he has brought in a ton of money, no question about it. But what people don't know is the burn rate that the reelection campaign has. In other words, they are spending an awful lot of money too. So this perception is that while the Republicans are bleeding themselves dry with their endless campaign and all the TV spending and all of that, that the president is stockpiling his cash. Not true. The president has less cash on hand than Bush did at this stage of his reelection campaign back in 2004. Again, even though Obama's holding tons of fundraisers, they're bringing in less than they hoped. So this idea, I think, of a $1 billion campaign does not, at least at this point, look like it's going to happen.
So what is the president's campaign spending all that money on right now?
Well, they're certainly not spending it on TV ads. I think they have, just a high infrastructure. They've got a lot of people on staff and that kind of thing, and maybe too much on travel. So it's a bit of a mystery, but there are folks who look at these things and say, look, they've got to do a much better job of managing their cash and hoarding it until the fall, when the need for TV time and all of that will really ramp up.
Interesting to note that, as you say, it might not be a $1 billion campaign in the president's war chest per se, but what about the impact of super PACs? Those organizations on both sides of the political spectrum are pulling in a lot of money, aren't they?
Well, they're pulling in a lot of money for people like Newt Gingrich. In fact, it's more than they are raising on their own. Now, keep in mind that the president for a long time didn't want to go along with this idea of the super PACs. About 6 weeks ago, he changed his mind, encouraged people to donate to his own super PAC. It's run in part by one of his former press guys, Bill Burton. But even that is not bringing in a lot of money. It looks like they brought in about $2 billion in February, and half of that came from one guy, the comedian Bill Maher, who gave $1 million, as I think people are now aware. So even the Obama super PAC is not raking in the cash. What he really needs is sort of one of these rich daddy casino types like Gingrich has, who has given, I think, upwards of about $10 million to Gingrich. Not that it's helped him in any regard.
So it sounds as though the president may have to ramp up his fundraising and try to ramp up his poll numbers as well. As we've talked about last couple of weeks, the high gas prices could be eroding his poll numbers. Are we starting to see evidence of that now?
The polls do, in fact, show that this is beginning to hurt him. And we're only just now getting into spring, when gas prices always rise because refiners, of course, switch from the winter to the summer blend. So gas prices, which have already risen, of course, sharply this year, are going to go up even more the next couple of weeks. That is a big problem for Obama. Next week, in fact, he's going to go on a two-day energy tour through four states. Again, three of them, not coincidentally, are swing states that happen to produce a lot of energy: Nevada, New Mexico, and Ohio, which produces a fair amount of energy too, people aren't aware of. So they're trying to fight back by talking about energy, this all of the above strategy. But so far, the polls indicate that the people aren't buying it.
Now, of course, a lot can happen, though, in the 7.5 months we have left until Election Day. How do the president's poll numbers compare with past presidents seeking reelection at this time?
Well, what's interesting, if you look at, say, the granddaddy of all polls, Gallup, going back to 1948, it's either good news or bad news for the president, depending on how you look at it. Harry Truman, back in 1948 at this stage, had 36%. It looked like he was finished, but he came back to beat Thomas Dewey that year. In 1964, Lyndon Johnson had 44%. At this point, of course, we know he wound up crushing Barry Goldwater in a landslide. Goldwater, by the way, this arch conservative, was perceived back then as being too far out of the mainstream. Perhaps that's a lesson for folks now who think that Rick Santorum might be a feasible candidate. So that sidebar aside, Obama was ahead of two presidents, Harry Truman and Lyndon Johnson, who both wound up winning 7 months later. On the other hand, Jimmy Carter at this stage in 1980 was at 55%. He lost to Ronald Reagan. So I think there's something to chew on for both sides here. He was ahead of two guys that won, but behind one guy who lost. So take your pick.
Indeed. A lot to chew on. Thanks, as always, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis is the White House correspondent at West Wing Report. You can follow him on Twitter at West Wing Report.